USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. The death toll from the storm across the state of New York has hit more than two dozen, 25 alone in Buffalo. Mayor Byron Brown says hundreds of drivers have been stranded.
Police have literally, in a variety of different ways, provided hundreds of rescues.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul says she feels for the victims and their families.
Our hearts are breaking for them, and we'll be there to support their families and get them through this, but also the people who are the ones who find their loved ones.
Another day of hassles for travelers in and out of airports across the USA, with more than 6,800 delays and 3,700 cancellations. Some folks have been stranded for days and have a ways to go.
I am from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm trying to get home to my family, and I can't do that until Wednesday.
Today's cancellations and delays primarily are hitting Southwest Airlines the hardest. Migrants have been coming over the southern border in record numbers, and border states who are fed up with a lack of federal action are taking matters into their own hands.
Three busloads of migrants were dropped at Kamala Harris's home on Christmas Eve in below-freezing temperatures. President Joe Biden has called such tactics un-American, reckless, and simply wrong, and his administration again condemned the move on Sunday. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has previously tweeted, "We're sending migrants to her backyard," to call on the Biden administration to do its job and secure the border. In Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
A surge of respiratory viruses in children overwhelming hospitals and doctors' offices. There's a shortage of children's pain relief medication amid the spread of RSV, flu, and COVID. CVS and Walgreens announcing today that they are limiting the number of children's pain relief medications customers can buy online or in store. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Wall Street is set to close out a brutal year. The market's reopening Tuesday after the Christmas holiday. Hopes for a Santa rally are dim, with stocks on track for their worst performance since the global financial crisis of 2008. Investors fearing a looming recession. Trading volume expected to remain light with few economic readings on tap for the holiday shortened week. If you were hoping for a bonus at work, well, we don't mean to be a letdown.
Last year's bonuses at work were plentiful. With inflation continuing to strain businesses' bottom line, economic uncertainty is bringing an axe to the holiday season perk. Challenger, Gray, and Christmas are reporting more than 81% of the 252 employees surveyed by the outplacement firm said they are planning to freeze the value of the holiday bonuses at the same level as last year, while a growing number of companies say they will forego a bonus altogether. The reason is efforts to lower inflation have not worked out well, and a recession could be looming. I'm Lance Pry.
Before you try to return what you got for Christmas, the Better Business Bureau has a few things to keep in mind. Steve Burtis tells WGN to bring your receipt.
Sometimes the receipt is the most important thing, because some stores don't return items unless they have a receipt, or sometimes they only give you store credits. So it's important to retain that receipt, and hopefully that somebody gave you a gift, that they gave you a gift receipt to go along with it.
He says you should also be familiar with the return policy and make sure to ask about any restocking fee, which could be up to 25%. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
My Pillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. Last Christmas, you made them the number one selling My Pillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. Use promo code USA to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair.